This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean that. You know, I know some don't. Some kind of play it off. You know, they just say it because they have to. But I really do. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which I like to believe, as I always say. I like to believe it shows what a high IQ you have. All right? I mean, maybe you don't. I don't know. So head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can read what's happening. There's also a live chat room. There's smarter people than I in that chat room, for sure. Right? And then, let me see, Facebook, right? So we have a Facebook feed going on as well. You can go up there. You can check out what's happening on that feed. There's a lot of smart people there. And they know a heck of a lot more than I do. Just listen to them before you listen to me. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, you know, I'm not tired of this memo thing. I think it's perfect. In watching the further meltdown that some on the left are having. Now, the fun thing about this is there's a lot of Democrat friends of mine. Some won't even talk to me anymore. But some that I talk to say, yeah, you know what? There is something wrong here. And I do get the fact that if it was done to you, Republicans, then it could be done to the left at some point in time. That's the part I think you guys keep forgetting. Even you who hate the right, hate everything we stand for, hate us, you have to understand that at some point in time, you get a real nasty person, you get a real nasty group of people, a real group of thugs, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to do the same thing to you. Right? They're going to break into your equipment. They're going to break into your computers. They're going to do what they did to Susan Atkins and so many others. Is it Susan or Cheryl Atkins, whatever?
Atkinson.
What
is that? Cheryl Atkinson, right?
Yeah, it's her. Cheryl Atkinson. You know, and when you talk about this, you have to understand that nothing's going to stop them. They'll throw their own under the bus. They don't care. As long as they get what they're looking for, they're fine. And again, this is dangerous to everyone. But you talk about guys like Schiff. They have been doing this Russian investigation for almost 2 years now. And what do they got? Nothing. They've got two indictments on people lying to the FBI. That's it. And one of them is being fought. Flynn has decided, because of all the shenanigans that have taken place, he's going to push back. He's going to fight. I also find it interesting that Schiff and the Democrats were so concerned that secrets would have been released and names would be given out and it would put people in danger. You know, Feinstein had no problem giving out secret testimony. And that did have names in it. She had no problem with that at all. And what did she do? When she realized that what she had done was really, really, really bad, what did she say? Oh, you know what? I had the flu. And I wasn't feeling good. And, you know, because I had the flu and I wasn't feeling good, then you know what happened, right? I must have hit the wrong button. Something went sour. Would you love to, Your Honor? I stole the money for the bank. I wasn't feeling good. You know, I just got confused. You know, when I asked for the money, I thought I was asking for my money. And when the teller said no, I pulled out a gun because, you know, I should have my money. But it was because my head was foggy. I didn't take the right cough medicine. Can you imagine? These people are whacked. And then he's concerned about the leaks and the information that might get up. Was he concerned with all the leaks over the last year? Right? Fake ones, too. Was he concerned? No, not at... Don't give me that stuff he was, because you know it's a lie. He was not concerned. He didn't care. No big whoop. Seriously. It's just, it's infuriating because you guys get away with so much and you think it's okay. Yeah, the right does things wrong. I get it. And if you've been listening long enough, you know I beat on them as well. But this last couple of weeks especially, oh, it's just amazing to me. Right? Again, the investigation has been going on for 2 years. Still nothing. We have absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, what this Russian investigation has done, whether you want to hear it or not, is it points back to who? Right. Clinton and Obama. How much was whitewashed, overlooked, thrown by the side, ignored? You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and today I was also watching all, I was also watching all of this going on with the, I'm not done with the shift thing. I'm going to get into that more in the next segment. But I love all this, the stock market's in a tank. Oh my God, look at, you know, a couple things going on here real quick. First of all, you've heard this from David Fish, who's on with us every Wednesday night, and he'll talk about this Wednesday as well. And he talked about how the market has to do a reset. He also had said a few weeks back that when they switch out Fed, you know, the Fed chairman, there's always a reset. There's always some instability in the market. You don't know what the new person's going to do. So nobody is, like, freaking out over this. It was just under a 5% drop. We lost all the gains that we made from when? January 2018 to date. Over the last 30-some-odd days. 2017 was still a banner year. So we'll talk about why people are wigging out on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Come to your house. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but give me your email address. I want your email address because, you know what, I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on. Kind of topics we're going to be discussing, all that fun stuff. And I want you engaged and involved in the conversation. I really do. And if there's a topic, I don't know, a guest, an author, whatever, that you think I should check out, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, put a, like I always say, put a capital TRS in the subject line. The reason for that is I get so many emails, you know, nasty grams, all right, positive ones too, but advertisements, all kinds of stuff. What I want is I just want to be able to read your stuff first. So if you put a capital TRS there, then I know you're probably not a solicitor, that you're actually sending me a request for something real. All right, let's hit the phones. David from San Francisco joins us. David, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? I was spurred to call because I, out here in California, the snowpack is very bad this year. And that pretty much means that we're going to have basically another drought. And food prices are going to go ape. And that's not good for anybody. And I was just basically calling to urge your listeners to put in a garden this year, because food prices are not going to be it's not going to be a good year for food.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I do have a garden, so But the other part of this driving food up, let's just be honest about it, right? We've got higher gas prices, we have higher gas taxes. So we're going to be hurting in a lot of places this year here in California, aren't we?
Well, in our case in particular, the as you know, California gets its water from the mountains, and the snowpack, the deeper the snow in the mountains, in a normal year, it'll slowly melt and provide water for the farmers in the Central Valley, as late as June, July, August, in a perfect year, they'll be getting that snow. Here it is, the end of January, early February, and that snow is not. It's another bad year for snowpack up there. There's not a lot of likelihood that we're going to get snowpack again this late in the year. I'll tell you, last night I woke up and I was, without covers, and it didn't bother me at all. It's been extremely warm down here, and that means the mountains as well are warming up. And
David, it's funny. I mean, we actually, if your many phone calls, we actually agree on this one. We still have to watch water. We still have to be careful. I know the snowpack's at just under 20% of the norm, so I get it. But I appreciate the call. I got to move on. In California, there's so much we aren't ready for here. You know what I'm saying? And when we got the massive rainfalls, everybody was excited about it. Sometimes we don't think long term. And so he's right from a standpoint of the snowpack, where we get most of our water from, is not where it needs to be. Anyway, I want to get back to the shift thing. And let me finish up the market thing. If you were listening, I know I'm all over the place. I got so much stuff I want to talk about. I'm so excited.
Pick one.
I don't want to pick one. I got two ears. Anyway, I'll finish up. Everybody was wigging out. And I don't want to take David's thunder away, but everybody was wigging out about the stock market. And, David Fisher's been calling that for a long time. He's been saying that this change is coming, that things are going to change, that, the market's probably going to, we're in a bubble of some kind. So, when you look at the last 3 months, the market went straight up. I mean, like a rocket. Every economist that I spoke with said, look, it had to reset to a degree. You can't have that kind of movement and not have a reset of some kind. And we've been expecting a reset for quite some time. So, you got a couple of things going on. You've got, Janet Yellen is out now. We've got a new Fed chair in. We don't know what direction they're going to go in yet. Today is the market indicators. This had very little, if anything, it had very little to do with the memo that came out last Friday. I know they'd like you to believe that. So we've lost all the gains that we got since January. Whoopie ding. Seriously. I mean, if you're in the market, you really haven't lost any money. You've lost some of your gains, right? I mean, you've lost some of the money the casino gave you. So last year was a banner year for the stock market, 2017. I was reading something today that said that in 2016, not one, remember that other administration whose name shall rename nameless here? In 2016, not one manufacturing job was created. They left, right? They kept crashing. They left. but not one was created. Last year, 240,000 manufacturing jobs were brought back, created, whatever you want to call it. Businesses were able to start up again, and manufacturing is making a comeback here in this country. So then you have 3 months of straight up. We've lost all the gains we got for this year. We did not lose any of the gains for 2017. According to some of the economists, the market, the fundamental market indicators are all strong. So the things that would scare certain people when you see the nosedive, like the economy slowing down or orders aren't coming in the way that you, all that stuff is not true, right? Orders are still up for manufacturing. Orders are still up for retail goods. Credit card spending is going up, which means people are feeling more secure about their jobs, about the money they're able to spend, or just getting extremely more stupid. I don't know which. And part of what was triggered today, you know, there is no way for a market to drop as fast as it did. Remember? It was down 800 points and it dropped to 1,600. It dropped 1,600 points in no time, like in a matter of seconds. Well, come on, use the brain cells that God gave you and think this thing through, right? There is no way that Joe Messina could have picked up, called a stockbroker, and said, hey, sell, quick. He couldn't get to the phone that fast. He couldn't get to his computer that fast. No, a lot of these were computer-generated. A lot of these sales were computer-generated today because they were given a percentage of stock, a percentage of a drop, and they were told to sell immediately if that happened. So you had a massive technology sell-off or sell-off due to technology. So let's not make things up as we go. Let's make sure that we got some real information, some real facts. Now, when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some of the clips I have from Adam Schiff and a few others. I want you to hear. I mean, first of all, you may have to take a hit off a crack pipe, maybe five or six of them, to have any of this make sense to you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, because I'm not. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Nothing says America like Charlie Daniels, right? I mean, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of it. Seriously. You know, I appreciate it a lot more than you think. It's kind of hard, you know. I can't read as fast as you guys type, that's for sure. Hey, I wanted to drop something. Kimberly loves to get me in trouble. But I want to drop this. There's a new Summer's Eve ad. And I'm not telling you guys what that is. You'll have to go look it up on your own. All right? And there's a picture of a woman sitting on a bed in a red gown, negligee, whatever the heck that thing is. A glass of wine. And it's a Summer's Eve commercial. And it says, to the women who are celebrating themselves this February 14th, we love that you're doing your thing. So, I kind of get a kick out of this because when do we start supporting? When do we go back to start supporting two people just being with each other, loving each other, caring about each other? Right? Why are we making a big deal out of a woman or a man, for that matter? Because, you know, it isn't just Women's Day. All of a sudden, you know, over the years that I've been watching it, it seems like it's really not Valentine's Day. It's her day. Period. So I just get a kick out of it. You know, it's a day that men spend all kinds of, I think I'll get the numbers again for this year. But a few years back I did it. The average person spends $600 on Valentine's Day. That's crazy. I mean, seriously. And it mostly goes one way. So, I mean, hello. And according to a recent poll, there were hundreds of women that are, quote-unquote, flying solo this year. And they're celebrating by themselves. But what do you celebrate? See, Valentine's Day is go back and look up at the history for Valentine's Day. Look at what it represents. It doesn't represent a single anybody. Right? It really, it doesn't. So, This is that whole thing that I hear over and over again from psychological reasons and all of that, where, you know, we've got to poke away at tradition. We have to poke away at traditional norms. We have to poke away. And listen, I grew up with a single mom for years. So I don't want to hear about, oh, no, now he hates single women. No. I want it to make sense. That's all I'm asking. Just have it make a little sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Can we get back to what I was screaming about earlier? Because if I don't get out of my system, I got to pop, right? So, you know, we're hearing about how this new piece put out by the Republicans is going to take trust away from the DOJ and the FBI and all kinds of law enforcement officials, which is a line of crock, because if you look at it, it has nothing to do with the rank and file. It has everything to do with the people at the top. It has everything to do with the corruption that's gone through the place. I mean, be honest with yourselves, even you on the left that are listening. Right? I mean, are you really going to tell the FBI that they're going to sign privacy statements before they come into your house? That they can't record anything? You're going to tell the FBI that? Well, that's what Mrs. Clinton did when she was interviewed. Even though we know now that the exoneration letter was written long before the interview had taken place. Right? We don't trust the DOJ anymore. We have our doubts about the DOJ and the FBI at the upper level because of what we've seen happen over and over and over again. As you've heard me say about a bunch of times, and I'm sure others as well, we're not talking about the guys that are solving bank robbery cases and embezzlement cases and that kind of stuff at the regular level. We're talking about the director's level and the assistant director's level and the AG who cover up for the ex-president's wife, Mrs. Clinton. Right, and then you had these guys yelling that the releasing the memo would be a deadly threat to America, that it would cause a major security breach. And these guys, you know, they read it, they knew it before the memo came out. They knew none of that stuff was in there before that memo came out because they had to read it and they had to vote on it. And I can tell you the difference. The difference is that in that first memo, when they voted, the vote was right down party lines. The Democrats did not want to go out. Even though they read it, and even though they said there was all kinds of secrets in it, what do we find out? They lied. Because after it came out, there weren't all kinds of secrets in there. And as I said earlier, if they were so concerned, where was their outrage when Feinstein released the transcript of the, you know, closed-door investigation that they had? When was that? Where was the outrage? I missed it. Send me a link. There were no secret names, there were no process, none of that, and they knew it. Most of it was information on how the DOJ botched this, how the FBI botched this, and how the Democrats tried to cover it up. I think they were afraid that they were going to be embarrassed. Right? I mean, and here's the thing. We're pushing for it to be open and transparent. And it's always amazing to me that though they speak in a way that they want openness, they want transparency and that kind of stuff, it's almost like the actions show it to be totally different. What are you afraid of? That's all I got to ask is, what are you afraid of? If you want openness, you want transparency, this is an easy one, is it not? This is, let me see, I guess his name, California Congressman Eric Sobel, was on Tucker earlier. He accused Tucker of being non-American or anti-American. Let me say that again. The same guy who wouldn't stand for a 14-year-old or 12-year-old who put flags on veterans' graves, raised the money himself and put flags on veterans. That guy called Tucker Carlson un-American.
So on Friday, we spoke to California Congressman Eric Swalwell. He's a member of the House Intelligence Committee, right in the center of this. And we asked him the obvious question. None of this should have been secret in the memo. Why did you fight to keep it hidden? Well, Swalwell didn't answer that question. Instead, he accused us of betraying our country. Here's part of the exchange we had. In the case of today's memo, What specifically have I espoused that empowers threats to our country?
You're peddling the narrative that the Trump administration is putting out, which also is the Putin narrative because they're retweeting this with their Russian bots. This, if you're on the same side as WikiLeaks and Putin, if you're on the same side as WikiLeaks and Putin, you should take a step back and wonder whose bidding are you really doing?
Right. So when they do the narrative, right, when they're on the mantra, when every news source is almost verbatim saying what the Democratic Party's saying, and I'm not saying their own version of it, I'm talking about almost word for word. Do you want to talk about the real media collusion? That's it. To get a narrative out, that's it. When you look at the dossier, and you see that the information, look at, when the information given to the FBI is bad, and they know it's bad, and then they turn it around, and they fix it, and they feed it back to an agent to put it back in the dossier to be able to sell it to Yahoo News, which is where it went, and then they use the story that they planted in Yahoo News to get the wiretap. It makes no sense. It's underhanded. It's nasty. It's sneaky. It's against the law. I mean, seriously. So if the FBI and the DOJ are going to work that hard to tweak something around to make sure that they have something on you, why wouldn't you not trust them anymore? And that's just at the upper level. I mean that's at the Clinton and whatever level. Like I said, there were no secret names. These guys knew it before it came out. There were no processes. They knew it before it came out. It was just very simple information on how the DOJ used fake information to wiretap Mr. Trump. And when Mr. Trump put out his tweet, which I now love, I think it's hilarious, right? They tore him apart. They made fun of him because Trump accused Obama of tapping his phone and he had no evidence. Well, guess what? Now we find out it's true. No apologies coming, I'm sure. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. We'll play Schiff's clips.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. we offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, you know, be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there. I used to say this all the time. Don't sit there just drooling all over yourself. Okay? Do something. Get involved, get engaged, make something happen, right? Anyway, or you can head up to the Facebook page where you watch live, listen live, smarter people than I. Boy, you guys are hilarious. Just really a kick. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back to Schiff, or Schiffless, depends on what you want to call him. You know, Schiff comes out, and you know, he's been asked plenty of times, what have you found? What is it? What is it that you're trying to accomplish here? Right? And Tucker asked him to explain what he's got. Let me just play this clip. It's only a couple of minutes long. And, you know, all credit goes to Tucker Carlson on this. But you got to hear this, because I know some of you can't catch his show. But you got to hear, Schiff has got no answer. They won't answer the question. I don't understand.
About a year ago, we spoke to another Democratic member of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff of California, and we asked him another obvious and straightforward question. What evidence do you have that the Russian government hacked John Podesta's email account?
Real simple, right? I have some. I have none. There's hints of it. I mean, this could be a pretty simple question to answer. But somehow, when you become a politician, when you get elected, I guess the lower end of your IQ goes away because you can't figure these things out. I don't know.
Often alleged, never proved. So we pushed. Schiff got squirrely. We pushed him again. Here's what happened. Can you look right into the camera and say, I know for a fact the government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of John Podesta?
All right. See that? Real simple. Right? Look at the camera. Yes, I am sure my name is, you know, Joe Messina, right? All right, that simple. You don't even have to blink.
Absolutely. The government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of our institution and the dumping of information.
Of John Podesta's email.
Not only in the
of
United
John Podesta's
States,
email.
But also in Europe.
Have you heard him? Has he answered? Does he sound like he's ducking, specifically saying Podesta's computer?
Podesta's email.
Not only in the
of
United
John
States,
Podesta's email.
But also in Europe.
Okay, you're not, you know what, you're dodging.
Ed Tucker,
you look and say, are, I know they did. John Podesta's email, they hacked
and
those.
I think that Ronald Reagan
you
will
can't,
be rolling over
Ronald Reagan.
Grave.
Yeah, see, let's throw out Ronald Reagan because that stops the conversation. Actually, it doesn't, but it makes them feel better. But really simply, can anybody tell me that he answered the question specifically that John Podesta's laptop was hacked? Because this is what they do. This is what do they call it? Plausible deniability. When you're on the inside, that's what they call it. And the way he's answering that question, when somebody says 4, 5, 6 months later, well, you claim that the Russians hacked John Podesta's laptop. And he's like, no, I never said that. Go back and listen. I never said those words.
All right,
and you're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for
you are Russian, my friend. Right? I mean, this is what they do. You know, I play that clip a lot of times with Billy Cotta, who was one of the biggest racists in history, in modern history. Remember that? He wouldn't allocate dollars when he was on the Georgia school board, a school board in Georgia. He wouldn't allocate the money to build a black school because it was too close. It was going to be built too close to where there was a white school, and the kids might bump into each other. Oh, my God.
Look, you're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're going to have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television.
that's a threat. I don't know. You know, whatever. Anyway, so it was very apparent, very obvious that he's not going to answer the question. And he doesn't really, you know, he doesn't want you to know what he thinks. He doesn't want you to know what he knows. Because, look at, you can't go through a year and a half or almost 2 years of a Russian investigation, come up with no solid influence. Do you not believe, for you guys on the left that are listening right now, do you not believe for a second that Mueller would be all over this if he had one shred of evidence against any one of the Trump people? He's already thrown out a couple of indictments. He was trying to scare the crap out of the rest of them. The problem was the indictments are bogus. They're for lying to the FBI. And one had wasn't even in the time frame of the Trump campaign. And that's the other thing. He's got a specific goal. I mean, he's got a specific task. Mueller was told, you need to find if there was any collusion in the time that Trump was running for office. Not 5 years before, not 3 years before. That's just a joke. Now, this one's even better. So Schiff, I told you about this earlier. He comes out, he's from California. I mean, you just know it. He comes out and starts talking about the Russians supporting our Second Amendment. They love the fact that we have a Second Amendment. Why? I'm not telling you. You have to hear it.
They also trumpeted the Second Amendment. Apparently, the Russians are very big fans of our Second Amendment. They don't particularly want a Second Amendment of their own, but they're really glad that we have one. The Russians would be thrilled if we were doing nothing but killing each other every day, and sadly, we are.
Yeah, right, because the Second Amendment is going to cause us to wipe out enough of our people for the Russians just to fly on in and take over. Hey, did you hear how ludicrous that was? Really, think about it. He's speaking to his own group of people. He's speaking to a bunch of Democrats. They all do it. They all pander to their base. Both sides do it. I'm not going to take a holier-than-thou attitude towards things. Right? But they both do it. I actually sat with a quote-unquote conservative Republican today who was very, very, very upset that the tax break was actually going to hurt him, not help him. And I said, I looked him right in the face and said, see, you're part of the problem. Right? Because you can't have it both ways. And he just smiled because he knew what I was saying was right. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot in one breath, in one voice, in one word, you cannot say, hey, I want you to cut taxes. I want to make sure the rich don't keep getting richer. I want to make sure, I want to make sure, I want to make sure. And then in the next breath say, except if it bothers me or if it hurts me or if it affects me. You can't do that. Right? Come on, let's be honest about it. But many do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, get back to Schiff. So, you know, think about what he... Here, it's only it's 21 seconds. I think we can handle... Well, maybe you can't. Maybe I can't. 21 seconds is Schiff again.
They also trumpeted the Second Amendment. Apparently, the Russians are very big fans of our Second Amendment. They don't particularly want a Second Amendment of their own, but they're really glad that we have one.
Why? Because we're going to kill each other off. We're doing it so much. Really, with almost 300 million guns in this country, registered and unregistered. I mean, the only place there are mass shootings going on, major league mass shootings, are in cities run by Democrats that don't allow you to have guns. Just saying. Think about it.
The Russians would be thrilled if we were doing nothing but killing each other every day, and sadly, we are.
With no backup. Absolutely no backup to back up that we're killing each other. These major numbers, people. Yeah, he's right. We are. In Chicago. Right? The outskirts of New York, Miami. Who's running these places? But I'll tell you one thing, even though we've lost a few police officers, sadly. Right? Where are the massive police shootings? They're gone. We're not hearing about cops being shot to death every week or every other week. Remember, 2016, that was it was a record. I don't want to say a banner year. I don't want to make light of it. But it was a record year for police shootings. And we heard legislators and others talking about how they bring it on themselves because of how they treat the community, treat others. You think you're going to hear that under the Trump administration? It's not because of white supremacy, because it's true. They don't bring it on themselves. The majority of police officers are no different than the majority of people in any other job. They want to do the right thing. And how many of you cowards in your neighborhoods that are talking ill against the cops? How many of you have run into a burning house to help somebody out? How many of you got in front of a bullet to save somebody else's butt? How many? See, it's real simple to do what you see being done all over the place right now. Real simple to be these little social justice warriors or Facebook warriors. But the reality is, they're in the numbers we're talking about, those guys are heroes. I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, keep your coffee. Come on back.